directed my heart to, trust him to give us strength to do it according to his will. If it be preach it, teach it, whatever it might be, we'll try our best to follow his leadership. Desire your prayers, the Lord would help us. Revelation chapter number 20. Start reading there in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. Fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's all for now that I feel like the Lord would have us to read. I know we've already prayed one time here this evening, but I ask you, if you will, just for a moment, go with us to the Lord in prayer that he might be our helper. Pray with me, if you will. My Lord and my God, we come to you again tonight. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, for this good day. And Lord, for the privilege, God, that you've given us to be gathered tonight here at your house. And thank you, God, for the good spirit, God, that we felt this day, how you've blessed us and honored us, Lord, with your presence, with your power. God, we thank you, Lord, for that you've entrusted, God, to our safekeeping, and that stood before us tonight, God, and sung it. Have God, Lord, lifted up praise to you. Have God, so much responsibility, God, so much, Lord. Have God, Lord, that you put there that we need to be mindful of. I pray according to thy will, God, now that as they're there in their classrooms, according to thy purpose, God, you'd help the seeds to be sown, God, that need to be sowed, God, they might bring forth, God, the fruits of repentance. Guide the teachers according to your will. Help us here in the sanctuary. Overshadow us, God, in ways that only you can. God, we need your help. God, you know I need your strength. God, tonight to do that, be pleasing unto thee. Help us, God, Lord, in ways that only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. You pray for us tonight, children, that the Lord would help us according to his will to be able to deliver this way that God would have it to have me delivered here this evening. I say this, I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to get in any kind of hurry. And if we get finished, if we complete the whole chapter, why, that'll be well. But if we don't, why, we'll just pick it up on the next occasion, wherever it is that God allows us together, back together for meeting. But now we know we've been according to the time of life that God has given us liberty and understanding. If I count correctly, amen, we ain't got but, amen, two more chapters and we'll have completed, amen, the entire book of Revelations there that the Lord has directed our heart to. You pray, amen. It may seem like on the outside that we've got to struggle. That'd be all right. I mean, amen, it won't be the first time we've had to struggle with this old flesh as far as that's concerned, amen. But I feel good on the inside, children. It may not, amen, come out like it has at other times and on other occasions. And I trust that the Lord, if that's what he wants to do, he can supersede this flesh, amen. He's done it on many occasions before, amen. But we've been going along, and, amen, going by chapter, sometimes maybe, amen, we'll be honest, it takes us a couple of weeks to get a chapter out, maybe more than it did other chapters at other times. But as we've read and as we've come to this place, Josh, I'll be honest, amen, as the Lord directed our heart way back, whenever we first began to try to bring understanding to the church, that the Lord, Levi, had placed this on my heart, that this was where I felt like the Lord would have us to be most of the time on Sunday evenings, was to be in the book of Revelation. Amen. This chapter here, chapter number 20, amen's what stuck out to me. Don't get offended whenever the preacher says this or begins to try to bring the utterance that God has given us to deliver to you tonight. I'm feeling better already, amen. Praise the Lord and bless his name. Amen. Hear this chapter. Now, if you'll have it, amen, don't get offended whenever I say this, but probably, amen, this might be one of the most controversial chapters, amen, in the entire book, amen, in the entire, amen, book of Revelation. But it may very well be one of the most controversial, amen, chapters in the entire Bible, amen. And you say, preacher, why is that? Now, don't get hurt at me whenever I say this, amen. But according to how I can understand it, how the Lord has given me utterance to see it, brother, this Bible, amen, from over here, amen, at Genesis chapter number 1, all the way, amen, to Revelation chapter number 22, when we get there, and the Bible tells us plainly that it's not of any private interpretation, amen. Don't get offended when the preacher says this, amen, but mankind, we've come to the place, amen, just like, now let me just take my time here, amen, just like Easter, and just like Christmas, and just like many other days that you want to set aside as being days that we reverence and things that we honor, you give mankind much hand on it, they'll begin to commercialize it and turn it into something that's intended to bring gain and buying and sell. Y'all with me? Amen. But we're bad to do that, brother, even with the sacred things of God. Example being there in the scriptures about the sacrifices of the turtle doves and the pigeons. Amen. The Bible said that they turned that into a commercialized process. Jesus come to the house of God, found them exchanging money and trading things out. What's the Bible say, brother? That he turned the tables over. Amen. Run them out there, whipped them out. He said, it's not my house intended to be the house of prayer, and you've turned it in to a den of thieves. Amen. Stay with me, brother. I'm not talking about just this place. Don't get offended when I say this, but I'm persuaded anymore, and that's what people's turned church into. We've turned it into a den of thieves, brother. A place, thank God, where mankind, amen, come. Amen. Help me out. Say this the right way. Preacher, that's not the case. Then you tell me why it is, amen, that we've come to the place anymore that more people, amen, will participate in the church house, amen, by watching it on the television or listening to it on the radio than they do putting the effort into coming down to the house of God, to the fellowship of the brotherhood. Help me, Lord. You may not know this, brother, but the church never started, amen, with the television.
station or the radio. It started, thank God, with this brother having a desire to fellowship with the brethren. So he asked Darren, he said, come over to my house on the Lord's Day and we'll read the scriptures and we'll share fellowship and we'll testify and we'll invite the preacher, we'll invite the apostles to come stay with me, brother. We'll get back here, I promise. Amen. And they decided that being together was better for them than being separated out and being foreign one to another. Thank God. What's all this got to do with Revelation? I've never seen such a time in the day and hour in which we live that the church is so divided and so fractured and so split out. Come on with me. There's a crowd. Thank God. Help me, Lord. You may not realize this. Amen. But while we've been a studying and a reading down through Revelation and a putting it on the radio, amen, or on the sermon audio, on the internet, everybody don't see it the way we see it, brother. And there's some crowd out here in town, brother, on a regular basis, always sends the word back, amen, that they've listened to it, and they just got their mind made up. I've got it all wrong. It's all messed up. It's all backwards. You stay with me. Richard, what do you tell them? Amen, I've sent word back to them. If it's so wrong, if it's so backwards, if it's so bad, you tell me what it is about it that continues to intrigue you so much that you have to type in the address. You have to log in. You have to scroll down. You have to select it. And you sit and listen to every single word that's being said. If it's so bad, come on with me. If it's so bad, if it's so repulsive, if it's so wrong, why don't you just cut it off and stop listening to it? Turn away from it. If you don't see any God in it. Help me, Lord. How to bring this out. Amen. Don't get hurt in me. I'll have to do some things tonight, maybe. I'm different than how we've done them on all the other occasions. I'm going to do my best. I had to preach to Levi. Amen. And to Darren and Tommy. And everybody else that's sitting here. Amen. But according to the time of life. Amen. I've got this thing turned on. And I'm going to preach. Amen. Through this microphone. Amen. Thank God. To anybody that'll ever. Amen. Turn it on and listen to it. As though there's a sin right here. In this building this evening. You say, why, preacher? Because I feel compelled by the Holy Ghost that what the church needs today is we don't need so much of this shoving one another away as much as we do pulling one another closer. You say, why, preacher? Amen, help me. I love you. I'm going to preach for a few minutes. Amen, that crowd out town, maybe. Amen, up the river might take some bad. Hallelujah. Amen, that'd be all right. But what are they going to do, Justin? What are they going to do, Bradley? Whenever down the road, whenever them little old children that they've got now, that they've got persuaded that this is the right way. Amen, they meet one of these young ladies out of the church. Church here, ain't never been saved. Amen. Come on with me. They went to church their whole life, but they've never yielded to God. And one of them girls say, well, come to church with me up there at White Oak. And they get inside here, and the Lord uses the preacher to prick their heart. But all they've ever heard their whole life is that crowd up there don't know God. They'll know nothing about, come on with me, they'll know nothing about God. God, and God forbid, what What if that girl, amen, winds up somewhere, amen, one of them churches, and God uses a message from that man to convict their heart, and all we've done, don't get mad at the preacher, all we've done is run them down and beat them down and talk about how sorry they are. It's consequences, children, for how we do and the example we set. And if we break fellowship over a chapter in the Bible, what are we going to do when the devil's standing there and the world's standing there and is saying, you can't, if this causes us to fall out, we're in bad, bad shape. Help me, Lord. Bridget, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say this. At church up the road or down the road or out town or any other place, they ain't always going to agree with me. And I ain't always going to agree with them. Come on. Help me, Lord. But what does it profit for me, amen, to run them down? To the point where, amen, that they've not got no value in the eyes of these young people. Help me, Lord, I'd say this the right way. If they're heretics, amen, if they're just completely, amen, out there somewhere, amen, in left field and they ain't following the scriptures and are living for, help me, Lord, I'd say this the right way. You may not agree with him and you just get mad, that'd be all right. Amen. But we take our crowd down yonder, amen, to the holy hole, and we baptize them, amen, upstream, amen, backwards, and lay them all the way down into the water, say amen. Amen, that's how we baptize themselves. Amen, but the little old church above the house, amen, where I lived and growed up at, amen, they don't take them to the river and baptize them and immerse them down into the water, amen. They take some water inside the church and they sprinkle it down over their heads. Amen, and that's what they call them being baptized. Amen, help me, Lord. And everybody all the time, amen, likes to look at that and say, well, that crowd's backwards and wrong. Ain't no way they could go to heaven. Hey, amen. But you just heard me all them times, ain't you? Hey, amen. Talk about that old time preacher man. Hey, amen. And the influence he had. You know what church he pastored? Hey, amen to God, brother. He pastored that church. Hey, amen, brother. It was that man that come into that room. That thank God. And bowed down and prayed. Hey, amen. If somebody in my community had run that crowd down and talked about how sorry they was, amen, what good would it have done that man to come in there that night as a going to hell? Help me, Lord. I mentioned some of it this morning, didn't I? I'm persuaded that in here sometimes we get it crossed up to where we think that because this building and because of what's covenant to believe that all these folks in here is going to be safe. And down there, they don't believe the right way, so they ain't going to be safe. Amen. But I don't see it that way, children. I'm persuaded, amen, that according to the scriptures, you ain't going to like this part either, but that's all right. According to the scriptures, amen, when it comes time for the Lord to come back, amen, and the whole crowd up here, amen, ain't going to be safe. There's only going to be a few. And there'll be a few down there, and a few down there, and a few. Come on with me, brother. You say, preacher, no, no. Amen, you read the Bible and you'll see, brother. Amen, and if it gets down close to the end, it's just going to be a handful, amen, a handful left. That's a striving and a trying to do it his way. And if they got this on the name, or that on the name, or wherever they are, if their hearts, amen, been born again by the blood of Jesus, and they're walking right and living right. Amen. Don't you get mad at me, children. Amen. It'd do us good to realize we ain't got a monopoly on this thing. Amen. Help me, Lord. Preacher, why'd you preach all that? I said all that to say this. How to get to where the Lord had me to get to. Now, I told you from the beginning, amen, all the way back over in chapter number 1 whenever we started, amen, that we was going to do our best, amen, to lay it out to you, amen, as plain and fine cone detail as I could, but that I was also going to be honest with you, amen, if we come across something in there, symbols and years and analogies and all these kind of things, I wasn't going to tell you no bunch of foolishness, amen, about what mankind says in the books out yonder on the library shelves. I was just going to tell you, amen, what the Lord had revealed to me by the scriptures. Say amen. Help me, Lord. And brother, I'm persuaded there's a whole lot of people, amen, that's got their mind weighed up, that they're waiting, amen, on a literal 1,000-year period of time to come along, all this stuff, amen, to happen in circumstances, looking at the newspaper and watching Israel and all this kind of stuff. And brother, I'm persuaded that this 1,000 years that they're waiting on has already been taking place. Come on with me. Has already been taking place from the time that the Savior ascended to the Father. Oh no, preacher, that can't be right. You believe whatever you want to, brother. I've already been resurrected, amen, brother, into the newness of life, as the scriptures say, amen, hallelujah, of them, amen, that are baptized with him in his death, amen, are also resurrected with him in the new, that's what the scripture says, amen, I've already had that first resurrection. What are you waiting on, preacher? I'm waiting on the adoption to wit, hallelujah, I'm waiting on that second resurrection, that translation of that man on the inside that'll be transformed into the likeness of the Son of God. Amen, brother. People's going to wait around for all these signs to line up, and they're going to find themselves lost without God. Help me, Lord. Bible says, amen, the Bible says, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Y'all with me? That's what the book says. That's not the preacher's interpretation. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So that tells me then, amen, that in the eyes of the Lord, amen, 1,000 years can pass like a day. Amen. And in the eyes of the Lord, that a day can pass like 1,000. Y'all with me? Don't get mad at me. I've tried to explain it to you. Amen. Using physics and everything I know of. Amen. But time does not matter to God. He ain't bound by it, honey. He ain't controlled by it. He's always been. He always is. And he always will be. He's not constrained, amen, by seconds. If that don't make you want to shout, I don't know what will. You say, why, preacher? Amen. I don't know about none of the rest of you. But if he's bound by the clock, brother, he's been times in the wee hours of the morning. And whenever I needed him, amen. Some of you may not ever had to do this, amen, but there's been times I had to look places. I'm sorry, I don't mean to spit all over you. I've had places of business that I needed to communicate with, and I put them up on my phone, and it says closed, open in an hour, or opens in 20 minutes, or whatever. Amen. I just have to sit around and wait, till they open up. Y'all with me? Amen. Amen. There's been some time, self. Amen. That I needed to do business with him. And if he'd have been closed, I'd have been a goner, brother. Amen. I'm glad he ain't bound by time. Brother, when you need. Today is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. What's that mean, preacher? That means it's God. Wherever you find yourself, whatever circumstance you're in, he's still got the same power, the same know-how, and the same strength that he's always had. Help me, Lord. And we've tried, amen, by the Lord's help, to lay it out that these messengers, whenever we whenever we come across an angel, amen, that angels are representations of messengers. Amen, and don't get offended at me. Whenever I say this, you get sideways with me. Everybody gets caught up, Josh, amen, in the messenger, in the angel, and they don't pay no attention to the message.
Amen.
You with me?
Yeah.
Amen. Here in the scriptures, amen, whenever, amen, these angels with these messages come, amen, the purpose for them being angelic beings is to provide veracity, or to, amen, if you will, to back up and to add truth to, or to add reverence to the message. It's not so we'll get so enamored of trying to figure out about the angel and we don't pay no attention to them. Help me, Lord, I'm just going to preach, praise God. Amen. One of the most embarrassing things that I've ever had happen to me in my life, I preached a revival. Amen. One time down in Old Ford. Amen. Preached on Sunday morning with another individual. And then on that Sunday, we both preached in the morning service. He preached, and then I preached. And then, amen, that evening come back. And it was going to flip around. Amen. We was going to alter. Amen. Who preached first? And I was sitting there on that bench. And that man, amen, right there. He said, boy, he said, what a contrast in styles this morning. He said, you come to listen to this other brother preach. And you come to watch Brother Lee preach. Amen. And I just kind of sat there for a minute and I thought to myself, I thought, well, Lord, if there's any way possible that you can hold me still behind that desk and not let me move around or do nothing, you just let me stand back there tonight and preach. And guess what he did? Amen. When I got done, brother, amen, they needed, amen, one of them Wonderwood mops, amen, to clean up behind the pulpit, amen, where I stood still. And the water had just run down and dripped off, amen, onto the floor. Amen. He said, brother, I'm sorry. He said, next time just go wherever you want to. He said, I'll listen to you instead of saying that I'm going to stay with me, brother. What are you trying to say? What good does it do for you to watch me if you don't hear anything I say? If you don't hear anything I say, it ain't just a moving. Amen. This is this vessel. I can't hold it sometimes. Amen. I got to move around. It comes out of me. But what matters is what's being said.
Yeah. Amen.
Some bunch tells me all the time it's wrong for you to preach so long, be so long-winded. Read your Bible. Go tell Paul that. I ain't never had nobody. I've had a whole lot of them fall asleep, amen. But I ain't never had none of them fall out the window and get killed yet. Come on with me. I've had a whole lot of them, amen, doze off and drip, but ain't none of them ever got hurt, Seth. Amen. Preacher, what are you trying to do? If they did, I believe the Lord would give a man enough power, as he did Paul, to go down there, amen, and get a hold of him. Amen. You just hold on for the ride tonight. I might not be able to talk a lick tomorrow. That'd be all right. Amen. Praise God forevermore. The Bible said that this messenger come down. Amen. And it wasn't the angel. Don't get mad at me. It wasn't the angel that people need to be paying attention to. It was what the angel had. Amen. And the Bible said that he had the key to the bottomless pit and he had a chain. Amen. You look at a hair if you want to. Amen. But what's a chain made out of? It's made out of links, ain't it?
Yeah.
Amen. A link here and a link there. Amen. And them links go to link to link to link. And that's what makes the chain. Say amen.
Amen.
And this messenger come down, and the key to the bottomless pit was to open up the pit so they had somewhere to put the devil when he got done with him. Say amen.
Amen.
But the chain, brother, was used according to the scriptures by this messenger to bind the devil up, amen, so that he could not deceive the nations any longer, amen, for 1,000 years, amen. Amen. Hold arms with me, Tommy. Hold arms with Marie over there. Amen. You may not be able to see it, brother. Amen. But every time we gather in this building, do you know what we've got here? We've got a chain, brother. Amen. It's linked together with individuals. You know what that chain is? It's the knowledge of God. It's the understanding. Help me, Lord. Don't get mad at me. I'm going to preach, praise God. Whenever I was lost and on my way to hell and doing things of the devil, sinning every which way, I didn't do all them things, the majority of them, Josh, I didn't do all them things knowing that that's going to take me to hell. I did a lot of that out of ignorance. I did a lot of that because it felt good to the flesh. Help me, Lord. Amen. But one Sunday morning, down on the side of Cane River, amen, thank God, the Holy Ghost of God, amen, coming in to the church house, and amen, thank God, this brother and this sister, and that sister and that brother, amen, got all linked up that Sunday morning.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. What they knowed about God, what they knowed about sin, and brother, amen, that old devil, and it drove my mind into oblivion, about caused me to kill myself, says, you know what that church did that Sunday morning? They tied him up, brother. Yeah. They bound him up with the knowledge of God. Yeah. He couldn't deceive me. That Sunday morning, hallelujah, the Lord revealed to me in the knowledge of the Holy Ghost that I was a sinner. If I kept living that way, I was going to go to hell. I could hear the devil over there raking him chains and trying to convince him. Amen. But there's something about the truth of the Word of God that Sunday morning, and I could not be deceived. Don't get mad at the preacher. But evidently there's a whole lot of churches and denominations and church people today that's got their mind made up that people can get born again. I'm just going to speak plain to you, okay? Don't want nobody to get hurt at me when I tell you this. But as we sit here in this building tonight, there's nobody in here saved. Preacher, y'all not say that. Amen. We've all been born again. And we're going in that direction. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Come on with me. Amen, that's the scriptures. Amen, bless his name forevermore. Amen, he regenerated me. He resurrected me. Amen, he rebirthed me, amen, into the family of God, and I'm growing and gaining knowledge and living. And if I walk that way and do that, the same shall be saved. Don't get mad at me. It'd do some of that crowd, amen, on the television to realize, amen, that they're not all, amen, they've not already been glorified.
Amen.
They still live in this flesh, brother. Amen. And this flesh, whether they like to admit it or not, is still apt to sin. And if it does, it's got to be repented of. Amen. Or it defiles the same as it did. Amen, brother. It defiles the same as it did before you was born again.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus. Amen. That messenger, that angel, let's set Lee aside. Let me not even be in front of you. I'll just sit over here. Now, all yous can think whatever you want to. And that's fine. Amen. But I've told you before, I announced my calling to preach because I had to. Because the Lord said you'd do it or die. Brother, I started doing it. Amen. And doing it with a willing mind. The Lord revealed to me that this is the way I have to live to be pleasing unto Him. And I don't do this anymore, children, because I have to. I do this, amen, because I want to honor God. Because what He done for me. Amen. I don't do it because I have to. They want to about it, preacher. Amen. There's a dread, there's a fear, all that's there. Amen. But there's a desire burning, fire down on the inside of my bones. You ask my wife. You ask my youngins. Amen. My wife will tell you straight out. They get sermons you just don't ever hear, brother. Ain't that right, sweetheart? Amen. There's times, it gets to burning so hot. Yeah. And that on the inside of me. And I'll say, Lord, you want me to go to neighbor's house? Lord, you want me to go stand down in the road? Where you want me to be? He says, no, just right here. I say, hey, come in here and sit down in the living room. Yeah. Amen. We'll just open up the scriptures. Yeah. Amen. Titus will say, Daddy, you going to preach? I said, I reckon I am. Let me get my Bible. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Preacher, what are you talking about? Amen. It ain't just something I do in here. Oh, that's who I am, youngins. It's what He's made out of me. Why does that matter? Amen. Because the Lord, amen, used the knowledge of God to bind that old devil in my life. He cannot deceive me anymore.
Amen. Thank the Lord,
man. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully when I say this. The devil can no longer deceive me anymore. I can no longer blame the sin of my life on the devil. Because every man, God tempteth no man. But every man is tempted by his own lust. When he's drawn away and enticed. And lust, when it's conceived, bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth what?
Amen.
Don't get mad at me. If the drunkard man had to be saved from his sin of drunkenness, his excessive, come on with me,
right.
His excessive drunkenness, if it was a sin to him then.
Amen.
Y'all with me? Then either he gets born again, it would be a sin to him, would it not?
Amen.
Help me, Lord. Preacher, why are you putting all that out there? Amen, because it'd do good. Amen, preacher, where's that come from? The knowledge of God.
Amen.
It ain't me. It ain't me doing that. It's, amen, thank God that link up, that chain, amen, of the church and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen, binds up the devil, lets me realize and see, gain knowledge and understand to begin with, to have the faith. And from that point forward, amen, help me, Lord, from that point forward, it's, amen, in my choice and my discretion, amen, to choose and decide and to walk and to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't get upset. So if you'll have it, if you will have it, on that Sunday morning, down on the side of Cane River, the Lord in my life bound up Satan with that chain that he might deceive me no more. Y'all with me? Help me, Lord, I'd bring all this out the right way. Let's keep it going on down through here in the scriptures. What does the Bible say? Amen, as we move on down. Amen, that they cast him into the bottomless pit, seal set on him, that he can't deceive him, amen, for 1,000 years till that time should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little sea. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Don't get hurt at me when I say this. This don't say nothing about him, amen, being unleashed and loosed. Amen, just to go reign and rule and have and do whatever he wants to. says he must be loose for a little season. Amen, help me, Lord. Verse number 4, it says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ a 1,000 years. Ain't that right? You study the scriptures, you can believe whatever you want to. The Bible says that he would make us kings and priests unto him. Kings and priests unto him. And the scripture here says that we'll live and reign with him. Don't get hurt, the preacher, whenever I say this. These people, amen, that's waiting. Amen. Till they get to that place, amen, when they cross, amen, the river and all them kind of things, to inherit eternal life. Amen. But if you don't have eternal life living down on the inside of you now, you're not going to inherit that good land when the time comes. Because according to what I read here in just a few minutes, you're still dead.
Right. Amen.
That life has to already be. Ain't that what he said? He said, you drink of this water. That's what he told her, didn't he? He said, you drink that well today and you're going to be thirsty again before dark. He said, but there's water, amen, I can give you to drink. He said, you'll never thirst again. And then he didn't just say you don't ever have to come and drink again. He said, but the well would be on the inside of you, springing up into everlasting life, that it would be sufficient enough that it would sat. I ain't got a visual image I can give you, youngers. Amen, to make it make sense to you. Amen, but have you ever seen somebody try to drink from a water hose? Amen, in order to really be able to drink from it, most of the time you got to kink it, don't you? Amen, don't get mad at me. Amen, you reckon on what it'd be like to try to drink from one of them fire hoses? You with me? You believe whatever you want to. Evidently, thank God, there's a whole lot of church people, amen, drink from a surgical hose of salvation. Just got a little old trickle coming out of it, because there don't seem to be much satisfaction. Don't seem to be much life coming out of that. Amen, but thank God that Sunday morning, down on the side of Cane River, he stuck a, thank God, a fire hose in my face, bless God. And brother, it keeps a flowing and a running, and a, it runs out both sides sometimes. Hey, hallelujah. When I get done, I'm wet all over. Help me, Lord. We'll use Titus for an example. I've used this analogy. I've talked about it before. Him wrestling. When we first started, he had a hard time with his stand-ups. When you're down in referee's position, what the other person, your opponent, does is they come over you. They put themselves in their referee's position, and as soon as the referee blows the whistle, if you're any good at wrestling, you want to win. You try to put as much of your weight on that person that's on the bottom as you can. Amen. To make it difficult for them to be able to do anything, to maneuver. Because if you've got all your weight and their weight, if they move their arm, amen, that becomes a weak point. Y'all with me? Amen. And so in order to build all that up, hey man, I ain't got a whole bunch of weights and all these things, so I just got some old BF Goodrich tires. Hey man, and I'd start it, amen, behind him, and I'd just lay it on his back. And I'd say, just stand, just raise up and stand up, and let's let that tire fall back. Raise up, stand up, let that. How many times I got to do this, Daddy? I said, you do it every day till your legs won't work, till you can't stand up. He said, Dad, he said, that don't make no sense. He said, I said, just do it, just do it. Then when he got to where he'd do that, amen, I put two on there. Amen. And I'd lift him up on his back to where they was pressing down on it. And it's got to where now, amen, that the tires don't weigh enough. Daddy's got to get on it. But he can raise himself. He can stand up with me. There's no way that somebody that weighs 71 pounds the way he does can hold him down on the ground. Y'all with me?
Amen.
The weight. Help me, Jesus. Building that up and building that up. Hey, man, when all that going through, all that hard and all that training and all that stuff has put him to the place now. Hey, man, it ain't nobody his size going to hold him down. Why'd you do that to him? I did that so that he could see, amen, what he really is capable of. You get mad at me if you want to. I love you. But it makes me angry sometimes, children. Preacher, you can't be angry. The Bible says that you can be angry and sin not.
Amen.
Amen. You can be jealous with a godly jealousy. You can be angry with a godly. And there's times we come in this church and I just get angry about how sometimes you can sit around in here and let them old dead, dry, twice plucked up by the root spirits hinder us from having church.
Amen.
Don't get mad at me. Preacher, why? Amen, because you ain't living up to your potential.
Yeah.
Amen, that old dead dry junk ought not hold us down.
Amen.
Amen, our Father's the King of Glory.
Yeah.
Amen, I don't worship the devil, brother. Amen, my God don't go to nobody get permission to do what. Amen. He's already given us the authority. He said, I'll give you the power to become the sons of God. It's his good will to give us the kingdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Stop sitting around and wasting the pie.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. I don't know anybody in here's political leanings. It's best I don't. But I'm going to give you part of mine at this present moment because it's the best example I can come up with. The current leadership that we have, Chad, of our nation, if tomorrow the Chinese were landing boats in California, I'd be very, very concerned. I'd be very, very concerned about what the response would be. Because I just don't feel like that individual has, amen, the leadership skills to make the necessary decisions that would need to be made. Don't get mad at me whenever I say this. You can take that for whatever you want to. Amen. I just don't trust that individual's decision-making skills in that moment of heated, necessary decision-making. It's not that I have lack of confidence in our military or in our capability to do what would be necessary to be done. Y'all with me? But the one that needs to make the decision. We got plenty of firepower, don't we?
Yeah.
That must not be resonating. You must not be getting me. Amen. We come in here on Sunday mornings, amen, and the enemy lands his boats. It ain't for a lack of firepower that we get overtook. It ain't for a lack of having the necessary resources, amen, to find victory, to conquer that we get overtook. It's because, amen, we don't make the necessary decisions to bring out the
amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. They're spiritual. Amen. But the Bible says they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen.
Are you hearing me preach tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God forevermore. What I'm trying to tell you is there's going to be dry times that come, but you don't have to sit there and waddle through the mud. You can start singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," or "Amazing Grace," or give you testimony. Amen. How do they overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. If I'm reading this right, we have thrones to sit on. He'll let us sit together in. Evidently, this ain't connecting up to all of it. The throne that I've got to sit on, it ain't a prideful throne. It ain't a fleshly, carnal thing where I can look at myself and take any pride in my abilities. Amen. But the throne I've got to sit on, amen, is the throne of my Savior.
Yeah. Thank you.
Help me, Lord. Devil says you're sorry, you're low down, you're a worthless piece of trash. All I can say in response to that is, you're right. But Jesus loves me. You messed up. You made a terrible mistake. You've done this wrong. You've done that wrong. You're correct. But I've asked Jesus to forgive me, and He loves me.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. It do us good to realize, amen, that we're already in that reigning state with Him if we choose to be. If we choose to exercise, amen, the salvation that He's bestowed upon us, amen, the power, amen, to over... Help me, Lord. Do you not read in the Scriptures about a man by the name of Peter that was with the Lord, walking with Him, Tommy, and doing things with Him right there beside the Lord? And then there come a time in his life whenever the Lord was over there, Peter was down by the fireside, denied the Lord. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
But I find a little bit later on in the Scriptures that whenever that man's walking down the street like this, that they're bringing people that's lame and sick, and they don't even need Peter, amen, to reach down and touch them. Just as long as his shadow casts over them. Y'all with me? Peter wasn't Jesus. Y'all with me?
Amen.
But Peter walked on the water the same as Jesus. Peter wasn't Jesus, but he reached down and got that lame man by the hand and he brought him back to his feet just like Jesus. I'm not Jesus, you're not Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
But if the Holy Ghost, if the Spirit of Jesus ever now and then, honey, Jesus ought to come out of you.
Yeah.
Something about Him you ought to look. Help me, Lord. He ought to be some evidence that you've been to the throne. Help me, Lord. I believe, amen, according to Scripture, I'm going to be done right there. Where'd we get to? So I can mark my place. Verse number 4, ain't that right? Amen, Lord willing, we'll pick it up again the next time. Thank God for this day, children.
Amen.
He's helped me, whether He's helped anybody else or not. I think a lot of times, Josh, about Peter, whenever he was up there on the mountain with the Lord, Jesus was transfigured. He looked at him, he said, "Lord, it's good for me to be here."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whew. I ain't got no idea what tomorrow's going to look like, Levi. But it's been good for me to be here today.
Yeah,
Amen, brother. Amen. It may slap me in the face come daylight, but it's been good for me to be here today. I'll be able to look back on it and I'll say I've been where Jesus was. Amen. Thank God. That crowd I work with, they know Monday's my favorite day. They ask me all the time, what's your favorite day? Hey, man, it don't take long for you working out for them to figure out. Don't ask him. Don't ask him. Monday says, why is Monday his favorite? Because he says he's been where Jesus is and he gets to share it with everybody. I got something to share, amen. He's been good to me, children. So I'm going to try to be quiet, I promise. Hey, anybody got anything on their heart? Say or do. Hearts and minds is clear. You pray one for another this week. Pray the Lord help us, strengthen us. You get occasion, and you will, you'll have occasion. You get occasion this week, do something to try to encourage your brother or your sister. Do something to try to help them along the journey. Hold them by the hand. Let me walk with you, twain. Let me give you my cloak also. Help us, Lord. Hearts and minds is clear. You feel like you've obeyed the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. Pray for the service on Wednesday night. Lord willing, Josh Burleson will have the meeting. Pray God give him that which is needful for our hearts. Saturday night, 5 o'clock here at the church, women's Bible study. Be much in prayer about that. If everybody's said and done that which they feel like the Lord's directed them to do, you'll be at liberty to go till Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Good night to you and God bless you.